Today we celebrate the Sunday in the octave of Christmas. Translation of the epistle. Brethren, as long as the heir is a child, he differeth nothing from a servant, though he be Lord of all, but is under tutors and governors until the time appointed by the Father. So we also, when we were children, were serving under the elements of the world. But when the fullness of the time was come, God sent his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, that he might redeem them who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. And because you are sons, God hath sent the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Therefore, now he is not a servant, but a son, and if a son, an heir also through God. Translation of the Gospel of St. Luke. At that time, Joseph and Mary, the mother of Jesus, were wondering at those things which was spoken concerning him. And Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, Behold, this child is set for the fall and for the resurrection of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be contradicted, and thine own soul a sword shall pierce, that out of many hearts thoughts may be revealed. And there was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Aser. She was far advanced in years, and had lived with her husband 7 years from her virginity, and she was a widow until 84 years. Who departed not from the temple by fastings and prayers, serving night and day. Now she, at the same hour coming, confessed to the Lord, and spoke of him to all that looked for the redemption of Israel. And after they had performed all things according to the law of the Lord, they returned into Galilee, to their city, Nazareth. And the child grew and was strong, full of wisdom, and the grace of God was in him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, Amen. Dear faithful, Christmas is not only Christmas Day. It has to do with a period of 8 days, hence the word octave. Indeed, such an event must not pass by so fast, and the Catholic liturgy actually invites us to stay by the nativity scene, by the crib. Because Christmas first deals with the crib. It is said that the custom of the crib is due to Saint Francis of Assisi, who knew how to move hearts in simple and deep ways. The crib is made with wood. It is the announcement of the cross. The crib is also a grotto. It is the announcement of the Saint Sepulchre. In a few days, the wise men's visit will remind us of the holy women's coming, bringing along herbs in order to embalm the one who has given out his life on the cross. The crib means desertion by men. It means the expelling of the one who has come to visit his own family and who is not welcome. It means poverty and simplicity. In the crib, there is also faith. The faith of Saint Joseph, of the Virgin Mary, as well as the faith of a few poor people. There is also love, because there are at least two hearts who have been welcoming Jesus, Joseph, and Mary. Saint Joseph is the true adoptive father. Without taking over the only son's eternal father, he gives to him his name and his lineage, the one coming from David. The Virgin Mary, the Immaculate One, is his true mother. She carried him in the faith before she carried him in her womb. Saint Joseph and the Holy Virgin Mary love each other and they welcome God's gift. They haven't bought this gift. They haven't fabricated this gift. Nor have they said that they had been entitled to such a gift. And thanks to them, thanks to their obedience to the Holy Ghost, Jesus was born in a climate, in an atmosphere of grace, love, and welcoming. So, let us make time not to reduce Christmas to only a few hours or even to one day. Christmas lasts for 1 week. It is the octave of Christmas. And it is so important, especially nowadays, in our loud world, to take our time. One day, one night, is definitely not long enough. And what you may have lived absent-mindedly during a day or a night can be made up for the following days. It's marvelous. The incarnation of the Son of God teaches us how to invest time in order to establish eternity. This is why there is nothing better than the octave to contemplate the incarnation. In the crib, we can see Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. We can see also sheep and shepherds and wise men, camels, and even probably some elephants coming from eastern regions. All of that is delightful. Indeed, this little child in the crib is the only one who can understand completely the saving plans of God, who has made himself very little in order to make us greater and big. We must leave Christmas in front of the crib, and we must discover that our prayers in front of the crib have no rivals. On this Sunday, within the octave of Christmas, we are not in St. Stanislaus in Milwaukee, but we are in Bethlehem in order to watch an event which is also repeated in each soul. God has come down among us. He has come down because he loves us. This child is a gift from God himself, who loves us and who wants to save us. Today, he has made himself known. And there is also a star, the famous star, the star of Christmas. This star is also there to show this mystery to us. Yet, the star is not the light. The star only shines at night. But it shines thanks to a light coming from somewhere else. It is shiny thanks to the light of the sun. And the sun is in the crib. This star, making the wise man rise, is bowing before another star, which is more beautiful because it is more real and more definite. It is the tribute of a star to another star. Faith in the crib, but faith will always be faith. Our God, who has made himself known, remains hidden to the world. Faith is like the star in the night. It is already shining, but not enough to let us see everything. A very young lady is the new star in our night. The so sweet Virgin Mary is becoming our own star. What she had to meditate on is mainly her son's fate, his destiny. In a few moments, the Holy Communion will change us into living cribs, living nativity scene. We will carry Jesus, the Savior, in our souls. So let us meditate on all these things in our hearts, being living nativity scenes is what the world needs the most. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.